There's been a 90% increase in the number of veterans receiving mental health care, which is 3 times the rate of increase for all VA health care services.
Hi, and welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm Holly Hobbs. Veterans often face unique health challenges because of their military service. This includes mental health issues, which, according to the Department of Veterans Affairs, have increased dramatically during the past decade. The VA has taken steps to improve access to quality, timely health care, but veterans still report challenges in accessing this care. Today we talk with two GAO experts on veterans' health care issues, Deborah Draper and Sharon Silas. Both are directors in our healthcare team and have 2 new reports out about the challenges veterans face when accessing healthcare. Thank you for joining us, ladies.
Thank you, Holly.
Thanks, Holly.
So, Sharon, your report looks at a new effort by the VA, its community care program, that is meant to reduce delays some veterans are seeing when trying to access care. How does this program work, and is it reducing delays?
So the Veterans Community Care Program provides veterans that meet certain eligibility criteria with an opportunity to access care from providers in their communities. For example, if a veteran is wanting to see a provider in a VA facility and it's going to take more than 20 days to see them, and this is for a primary care provider, then the VA healthcare provider will create a referral for the veteran. And then VA staff will work with that veteran to schedule an appointment with a provider in their community. In terms of whether or not the program is achieving its goal, it's not really clear because, first of all, there are a number of steps between establishing a referral and a veteran receiving care from a community provider. And what we found in our review is that the VA has not established maximum timeframes to account for all of the steps in the appointment scheduling process. They also haven't established an overall wait time measure that specifies the maximum amount of time it should take a veteran to receive care through the Veterans Community Care Program. So without addressing these issues, VA is not really able to monitor and measure whether the program is providing veterans with timely access to care.
And Deborah, your report looks specifically at counseling services provided by the VA's vet centers. The VA reported a dramatic increase in the number of veterans seeking mental health services. Do we know what impact that increase has had on veteran centers and their ability to provide counseling services?
Since 2006, there's been a 90% increase in the number of veterans receiving mental health care, which is 3 times the rate of increase for all VA health care services. And as we discussed in our report, vet centers help augment VA's mental health care by offering services such as marriage, family, and individual counseling. And these centers have continued to see an increased demand for their services and have increased their capacity over the years to serve more veterans. There are currently 300 vet centers located throughout the United States, Puerto Rico, America, Samoa, and Guam. In addition, vet centers also have a fleet of mobile units and satellite locations, and the purpose of these is to increase the number of ways that veterans may access services.
So it sounds like the Department of Veterans Affairs has taken a number of steps to improve veterans' access to care, including counseling, but that there are still a number of challenges, like the increased demand for services, which are impacting veterans' abilities to gain access to timely quality care. Deborah, does your report include any recommendations for the VA on how it could better respond to the increases in veterans' requests for counseling services?
We made a number of recommendations to VA about vet centers, including developing and implementing a staffing model to ensure that these centers have the right number and type of staff to help meet the needs of veterans.
And Sharon, did your report on VA's new community care program make any recommendations?
Similar to Debbie's report, some of the recommendations are addressing issues with staffing and resources. We also made a recommendation that VA should align any monitoring metrics with timeframes established for the program's appointment scheduling process. And then lastly, we recommended that VA should address any challenges to community providers using their web-based system that they use to manage community care referrals.
So ladies, last question and the bottom line, what should people know about the challenges veterans face when trying to access healthcare?
You know, I think veterans often face the same challenges as others when trying to access needed healthcare. For example, accessing care can be challenging when trying to maneuver complex healthcare systems like the VA. It can also be challenging in rural locations where the number of providers, particularly specialists, may be limited. And for mental health care in particular, stigma may pose a challenge. That is, the fear of being viewed negatively because of a health care condition.
And Sharon?
The issues that we identified in our review are longstanding and predate the Veterans Community Care Program. And so it's important to remember the impetus for expanding veterans' access to care in the community. It was to mitigate wait times at VA facilities and help ensure veterans received access to care.
As we're speaking about mental health care, I would be remiss if I didn't mention an important resource for veterans, which is the Veterans Crisis Line. And this is available to veterans, family, and friends, and intended to help those in crisis or needing to talk to someone. And Veterans Crisis Line can be reached by calling 1-800-273-8255 and pressing 1.
That was GAO's Deborah Draper and Sharon Silas talking about GAO's review of veterans' care issues. Thank you for your time, ladies.
Thank you, Holly.
Yes, thanks, Holly.
And thank you for listening to The Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, and make sure you leave a rating and review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.